This week, the Gajaheen Dancers of Sitka, Alaska. Last March, the Gajaheen Dancers from Sitka performed at the Festival of Native Arts in Fairbanks. I interviewed two young performers of the group, which started in the Sitka school system. Cynthia Williams and Donna Lang recall how their program started.
It all began when my mom asked us if we wanted to join Clinket dancing, and she asked all of my sisters and me and my sister, and just one of my sisters and me told her we wanted to, because we wanted to know our own culture.
One of the girls describes her Indian headband, which she herself made in school.
It's made out of red felt, and it's got blue and white beading design across it, and then it's got different colors around it to make it look neat or something. I made it in beading class in Sitka. Esther Littlefield is the instructor, and she showed us how to make them, then we make them. The beads are blue and white and yellow, and then the trimming part, I think you'd call it, is just all kinds of different colors.
Most of them is just Clinket designs. Like the one I have is what my grandmother made it. And she beads all the time, and most of the time she beads a lot of costumes and headbands and small moccasins and everything, and she sells them in the summertime. And she made this headband for me, and she made another one for my sister just like it.
Isabel Brady. I'm the director for the Alaska Native Brotherhood Education Program in Sitka, Alaska. Our project is funded under the Indian Education Act. I'm Tlingit Simsian. My Tlingit name is Yidikukwa, and I'm Kiksadi. I think one of the unique things about our project in Sitka and the work that we're doing in it is the fact that the culture was practically gone. And all our young people that are in the group are non-speaking Tlingits. We have Tlingit language program and dance. And one of our women that work with us in teaching dance is Annie Dick, and I like her interpretation. And one of our songs that the young people do are called canoe songs. And she says when she sees them doing this, it's just like they're paddling for their very lives to keep the culture that they've almost lost. I believe that's a very beautiful interpretation. Some of the other people that we have working in our program are Lizzie Basco, George Ramos, as a dance instructor, Nellie Lord, Ann Johnson, Vida Davis are the Thlinkit language instructors. And we have Ethel McKinnon here with us, who is also an instructor. Esther Littlefield has been very helpful in the costumes that the young people have. And this is the first time we've had the young people in the costumes that Charlie feels are very appropriate for the dances that they do. Most people do not understand the full impact of the Thlinkit language or the dances themselves. And I've learned quite a bit since I've been with Charlie Joseph, and what he's trying to do is to bring back the traditional way of the presentation of the songs. It actually is a story of the Thlinkit culture in matter of speaking because of the way he set the program. And I feel that the young people gain very much from a program such as we have in Sitka. A lot of people don't understand it. An interesting point is the fact that the young people have an after-school program where they're spending between 5 and 6 hours a week out of school to learn the language and the dance. I also feel that the parents have been more involved in our program because of their interest in the culture itself. Many parents that I have talked with said they were not aware of the language or the dance. They're aware of it, but they weren't ever all that interested in it. And it's a fantastic experience for these young people to be here on the university campus because they've never been this far north, most of them. The one exception that we have is our Sarah Williams children. She's up here with us.
Yukon, and I'm now living in Sitka, Alaska. The program, this is the second year for the program, and both of my girls are in the program, and they've been doing really good, and I'm very proud of my daughters, and both me and my husband have encouraged our daughters to go down and study the Tlingit language and songs and dance. I don't know Tlingit language, but I've been attending mostly all the practice, and I could sing with the young people, and which make me proud. I could sing mostly all the songs. It make me feel good that my kids are participating in this program, and that I'm very proud of them. Shigina ingdin gichaga ingdin gichaga as a chenchikit li, which means my kids are doing the native dance, and they could sing in the native dance.
Thank you, Sarah. And we also have Ethel McKinnon, who is an instructor, and I believe she kind of fell into it rather than actually being a part of it. She was one of our chaperones to a trip we took down to Nea Bay. We had gone to Craig Klawak, Metlakatla, Nea Bay, and through this and through her father, she became interested in it. And I think she was a real asset to our program, Ethel.
Yes, thank you. Like Isabel said, I did travel with the children to on their trip last year. We traveled all over, and it really gave me, it inspired me to see these little children. I grew up in the culture. My father here, sitting next to me, I listened to him from the time I was a little girl. Of course, I took these things for granted. I never really put it to use. And my little daughter belongs to this little dance group. She's her second year in the group. Of course, my father, Charlie, he has a lot of grandchildren in this group. Of course, to him, he looks at this little group as all his little grandchildren. He's so proud of them, and I believe this will be his last trip on a dance group. In fact, we had to talk quite a long time to get him to go with us. He's so proud of what these children are accomplishing in this dance group. I am myself too. I find that there was a lot of things that I have forgotten in my own culture that I'm picking up again. And I'm really enjoying working with the children.
This time, I'd like to talk a little bit about Charlie Joseph Sr. He's 82 years old. He was born and raised in Sitka. And he grew up in the culture, and he started singing and dancing at the age of 3. He knows how to make the shakiyats, which are the Tlingit headdresses for the traditional Haida songs, as they're called, which he will explain later. And to my knowledge, he's the only one in Sitka who knows how to teach the traditional Tlingit songs. He was a song leader for many years and is very well known throughout Southeastern. He is chief of the Eagle Tribe, the Kakwantan, and is the Kokitan Fox Tribe in Sitka. So Charlie would like to talk about the songs and I think some of the reasons why we have these songs that we have been doing. Charlie? My dad is telling his name to you, and that he is from Sitka. Name was given to him when he was born. According to our traditions, being Gukhaskach, that's his given name. His name Charlie was adopted. He feels, in his interpretation, is an adopted name. He's so proud to be here with the little kids that are here. To him, they're all his grandchildren.
Ach, to watch go, cook, 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 Coming here to Fairbanks is a great experience to him. It's his first trip here. He's going to be wearing his traditional shirt the evening that the children perform. It's been handed down to him, and it's quite old. He thinks that the shirt is probably 150 years old. It most likely is older, because he is just guessing at the age of the shirt. The song that the children will present the evening that they perform, it's called Giyak Kwan. Translating it into the English language, it's Aleut. Years ago, from our Tlingit nation, there was a man sent with the Russians up to the Aleut country. He stayed among the Aleut people. He had intermarried into their Aleut clan. He was a Kiksadi, belonged to the Kiksadi tribe from Sitka. My father today is 82 years old. He says this man that had brought the Aleut songs back was at that age when he had come back to Sitka. He had taught his clan, he was a Kiksadi, he had taught his clan the dances and songs and the way they dress ceremoniously. And the way he had taught the song and dances is what Charlie has been teaching the little children. Today, most of the Aleuts do not know their own tradition. They don't know their songs. He believes that the songs were taught to our people more than 100 years ago. He had gone down with the Russians and had come back to teach the Kiksadi clan the songs. I'm afraid I lost that one. The Copper River people. We have some songs that we do. There is a lot of songs that our children do that are adopted from different parts of the Indian culture. And we do have songs that we do for the Copper River also. The Coho clan is the one that adopted the Copper River way of dancing from the Copper River people. So they had learned how to do some of the Copper River songs, and this is how we came about knowing some of the Copper River dances. Charlie is a child of the Coho clan, so he has heard an awful lot of the songs that they sang, so he knows a lot of these songs. We also have imitations of songs by the Athabascan, and they had come up to us also from various parts through Tlaquan.
Yeah. They used Aho, they are used at King Yakulan Aho. Ahayas a friend of her, so I would. A Jida Hayas of Shikuk, a so.
The songs came down to us through the Tlaquan area. The people from Tlaquan used to trade the different things that they had with the Athabascan people. So is where a lot of the songs came from that we had adopted. You will see our children perform and dances with the what we call the shakiats. They're the headpieces. They came to us from the interior Indians.
Dekina.
I'm doing a lousy interpretation, so I'll have to go back and ask on this again. My father is a Kakwantan, and he says a lot of his people intermarried into
Haida
people, so they know all these. A little while ago, I had said interior Indians, which was a mistake. It's Haida people. These people had married into the Haida people. That's where the what we call the shakiats come from, and all these dances. And we also have the same from the Tsimshian. We have interpretations of dances and songs from them also. Generations ago, all our people had intermarried. These are how some of the songs came about to our people, and they know some of our songs also.
Hasso
Charlie does not know the songs that well, so he has not taught our little children some of the Tsimshian songs. That he has a little idea of how they go, but not very well. This is all he knows that he can tell you at this time.
I believe, Charlie, you wanted to explain about the name Old Sitka.
Oh, yes, yeah. Old Sitka.
The Tlingit nation had not named Sitka. From the time that they had settled in Sitka, the place was called Qajahin. They settled alongside the river of what they call Old Sitka now. It was named by the Kiksari clan.
The song
Old Sitka, which we call Qajahin, was composed by what we call Chukanedi. Our Tlingit culture is broken up into all kind of crests. Where we have the eagle and the raven, and we have different families have different crests, and the song was composed by a Chukanedi. The children loved the song Old Sitka. They loved doing it, so my father gave them the name Qajahin, translated into Old Sitka dancers.
Thank you very much. I wanted to be sure we had an explanation on that. And for my own studies and talking with people, the key to any culture is the language. And one of the things that has come up in the last few years in Indian education are what are the real needs of the Indians themselves, which is very difficult to interpret. And one of the South 48 Indians explained that in trying to determine this need, that he felt that the key is the culture and self-identity, which I think is very important to realize this, because I feel a deep loss within myself because I do not know my language, I do not know my culture, and in spite of the fact that I would be considered to be an educator, I feel this is just like being without an arm or without my eyes or whatever to that effect. I'm trying to explain it. At this time, I would like to express appreciation to the University of Alaska for the room and board that we have had. We would not have been able to make this trip. Our troop was funded by the Indian Education Act funds. I'd also particularly like to thank Al Hill for all the work he did to make the arrangements for us. It has been really wonderful for the young people to have the opportunity to view the different ethnic cultures, to see the dances, and I believe that they'll go home knowing so much more than when they came up here. I would also like to thank you for this time on the air for the people throughout the state and hope that it has been very informative for them. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Isabel Brady, Esther Littlefield, Charlie Joseph, and the Qajahin dancers. And this is Jeff Kennedy thanking you for listening and inviting you to the Festival of Native Arts on the Fairbanks campus. in March. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.